It is to write, principally, and what I do is I help craft the story of the game, and then I write all the dialogues and other text that appears in the game, both the text read by actors and all the in-game letters and other documents you might find. So actually the funny story is that our position is interpreted very, very literally by people at CD Projekt. So writers write, so even when it comes down to writing menu buttons or, you know, error messages, that's also done by writers. One time when we were working on The Witcher 3, I had the honor of tagging all the animals and NPCs in the game, so I, you know, made sure that the sheep has a display name sheep, or, you know, a cow is a cow, because there were some mix-ups. So it's everything that you know, has anything to do with writing, basically.
And now you're coming from the Witcher background, mm-hmm. basically. You worked on the Witcher the Wild Hunt.
Yeah.
Was there a kind of a surprise for you when people actually said, we like the mini game within mm-hmm. your game, to now become its own game?
Yeah, I don't think anyone expected that. And the idea to incorporate Gwent in the Witcher 3 came a little bit late. And even as I was writing up the tutorial, I wasn't quite sure how the game works. And we as writers were a little irritated that we were suddenly forced to add, you know, dialogue options to, you know, ask people to play Gwent. But in the end, it turned out to be really great. And I enjoyed playing it myself. And we heard a lot of very positive feedback, and people were, you know, kept on asking whether we could make it into a standalone game. And lo and behold, you know, we did it. And I think it's a great thing. And now I'm happy that we can use this, you know, mechanic, this gameplay to also tell a story.
Was there a change for you in mm-hmm. writing the story? Because normally trading card games don't have a lot of story going on. What kind of things did you focus on when writing the story for Gwent?
So we knew that we will have different tools at our disposal, that in terms of, you know, complexity, it will be a simpler game than The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, which was a huge title. But we wanted to make sure that it won't have a negative impact on the quality of the story. So we basically had to adapt to, you know, new circumstances and make sure that we have the space to tell a story. So both me and Mateusz, who's our principal narrative designer, he's responsible for the more technical side of things. We made sure that we have the tools to tell a story. So we asked for, you know, a map that you can explore, interact with. We ask for characters with fully voiced lines. So we made sure that there's enough for us to play with to tell a story. And again, even though the game in terms of, you know, complexity is simpler than The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, I'm pretty sure that the quality of the story is on par with what we showed our players with The Witcher 3.
This is kind of an expansion on the whole Witcher universe. Did you have a whole new process of finding out what's happening maybe beyond the borders of what the players could explore in The Witcher 3, or did you kind of narrow it down and sort of a tighter story, a little smaller one?
We always wanted to show more of The Witcher world, and even as we were finishing the Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, I felt that there's a lot of, you know, places and characters in The Witcher universe that would be great protagonists for other titles. So when we had the opportunity to show, you know, this world from somebody else's perspective, from a perspective of a ruler, not a, you know, traveling monster slayer, we jumped on the chance, and I think it turned out quite nicely. So obviously a big part of the story is a war and a conflict, because, you know, as a character in Gwent, you're leading an army, so that's a important part. But we also made sure that there are you know, more personal, emotional aspects to the story.
So now Gwent is kind of taking the route of esports, so there will be a whole set of stories written by the players, basically. What kind of kicked off this movement towards esports?
Well, I think it's natural for a card game to explore this possibility of, you know, becoming an esport. And I think what really helps and what makes Gwent interesting to watch is the bluffing element. But, you know, you have to decide when to pass, and you can provoke other players into passing early and then, you know, make them regret it in the third round. And the fact that so much depends on skill and luck is relatively unimportant in the, you know, final result, I think this all makes it a good game to watch. And our community started organizing tournaments, and that they're popular, and we organized our first event and that also met and exceeded the expectations. So we felt this is something that we should definitely explore, and I hope it works out.
And for the future, what is kind of your idea of where Gwent is headed in the future? Will there be more single-player campaigns, or what will be kind of the focus in the future?
I don't think it has to be mutually exclusive. I think we can easily maintain the multiplayer element and come up with new mechanics, new cards to make it interesting and keep it interesting, and at the same time come up with stories to tell in a single-player mode. And I, from my perspective as a writer, I would love to write more campaigns. I had a lot of fun writing this game, and I'm really happy with the results. So I hope that I'll get to write a campaign for each of the decks. But we'll see what the future brings.